Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your national news briefing. The countdown is on for the 2022 AFL Grand Final. Geelong, the favourites against the Sydney Swans. 100,000 fans are now packed into the MCG with the game back in Melbourne for the first time since 2019. Sydney coach John Longmire telling Seven they're well aware of how strong the Cats are.
On top of the ladder by two games, they're outstanding. Their experience is through the roof. We all know what their strengths are. But we're going to make sure we play to our strengths as well, and we'll have to be at our best.
Well, Geelong coach Chris Scott telling Seven a short time ago he feels for youngster Max Holmes, who's missed out.
Desperately unlucky for Max because he was so close. This was one of those calls where, you know, he was, like, in my mind, he's probably 98% there, but we just needed certainty for the team. It's really hard on him. I think he probably could have done it, but we're just going to go with the fit guys.
To other news, emergency services in the New South Wales town of Tullamore desperately searching for a 5-year-old boy who was swept away in floodwaters. Police say the car he was in was hit by floods about 8 p.m. last night. Four others remain in Dubbo Hospital. Our Foreign Affairs Minister has labelled the Russian president weak and desperate. Penny Wong calling on China and other leading nations to put pressure on Vladimir Putin's threats of nuclear warfare this week while addressing the UN General Assembly.
We cannot accept a situation where large countries determine the fate of smaller countries. That is why Russia's illegal, immoral invasion of Ukraine cannot be normalised and it cannot be minimised.
In sport, Geelong captain Joel Selwood has thanked the fans ahead of the AFL Grand Final, which gets underway shortly against Sydney.
It's been a big, long road to get back here and to have the Grand Final back here at the MCG. But the players, coaches have done their job, but the fans have done it more than anyone else too.
Max Holmes is out for the Cats with a hamstring issue. Mark O'Connor comes in, while Brandon Parford is the sub. For the Swans, no late changes for the game, which means Sam Reed will play, despite struggling last weekend with a groin issue.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.